Yeah, that count sounds like 1, 2, 3, 4, but he actually just counted 1, 2, 3, 14. And yeah, for the market these days, what looks like straight lines or what have you has a lot of people confused. Here to help us sort through the confusion and help us take a technical look at the market is John Kosar. He is Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. It's asburyresearch.com and asburyinvest.com. The research is the focus not only in the interview, but also on their Twitter handle, where it's at Asbury Research. And I'll point out that John Kosar is a guest who's been with us multiple times, but he was suggested by an audience member. And that's going to play into my first question, which I'll ask right after I say, John Kosar, thanks so much for taking the time out to come back on Money Life.
Hey, Chuck. It's good to be here.
So, as I said originally, you were a guest that the audience found for me. You were last on the show with us near the end of last year. But I had an audience member telling me basically that, hey, I needed to get you back on the show right around the time the market was peaking, because right around the middle of February, you were getting kind of defensive. Now, you couldn't have known necessarily much about coronavirus. So if you were getting defensive then and you then add COVID-19 to the picture, you know, where are you at right now? Because for most people, this has been exogenous shock and they didn't have the benefit of being defensive when it happened.
Good question. Let me answer it this way. The way that markets work is that they, like politics and different parts of our life, people swing from one extreme to another. They're either really pessimistic or really optimistic, you know, and it's people who drive markets, prices of goods. And back in January, I was noticing a lot of different metrics that we look at that showed the pendulum had really swung to overexuberance. You know, the market was too stretched out on the upside. One indicator that is a very simple but good indicator to indicate that is we look at the percentage that the S&P 500 is either above or underneath its 200-day moving average. It was above it by 12%. Early to middle part of January, maybe latter part of January, and it stayed there for a while. It kind of banged around up there for a while, and I kept showing that chart to clients. It wasn't a tactical signal, you know, to get out or sell, but it was telling you that, in baseball terms, we were in the top of the ninth, so you should start getting ready, you know, to potentially get out. And then what happens after that, you know, is a trigger. In this case, I mean, it was a horrible trigger. It was a pandemic. But I mean, at other times, it could have been something that had to do with trade, you know, or tariffs or whatever it might have been, or something in the Middle East. You know, this time it was a giant trigger. So our tactical models went to risk off after the close on February 24th. That was a Monday. And they are there now. So what does that mean? Well, you know, the market is obviously in full panic mode. I'm looking at a chart of the VIX. The VIX is the CBOE volatility index. It's called a fear gauge. I think that's a good way to describe it. The VIX spiked up above 85 yesterday, March 18th. The last time the VIX got near there, we have to go all the way back to October of 2008. And we all know what that was. You know, that...
Yep.
That was close to when the market was cratering after the financial crisis. So this is not a buy signal by any means, but it means historically the market is about as freaked out as it has been in over a decade. So then if we go to a chart of the S&P 500 and we kind of see where we are, right now we are testing the low that we made the day after Christmas on 2018. That was the start of the whole move higher that took place last year in 2019. That level is 2347 in the S&P 500. So we're testing that area now, trying to hold it. So what does that mean? I can't see the future. Nobody else can either, as far as I know. But it tells you that this is an especially important inflection point because it's an old familiar low. You know, the market has a memory. You hear people say that. It isn't, you know, the market that has a memory. It's, you know, the investors that make the prices go up and down that has a memory. Everybody knows that this was an old low. So people are watching it. Is it going to hold? Are we going to go lower? And then, you know, the meantime, you know, the VIX indicates the market is as fearful as it's been in over a decade.
Yeah.
That means this is a place to look for a potential near-term bottom, but it's not going to be confirmed until our models, our tactical models. We have one called the Asbury 6 and one called the Correction Protection Model, or CPM. Those are the ones that went to risk off back at the end of February. When those models turn, that will tell us internally the market is starting to get better. It's starting to heal itself. Spreads are coming back in line. Money's moving back into some of these ETFs we trade, the Qs and the Spiders. So right now, it's an inflection point that you watch, but there's no indication at this time that it's going to hold.
Interesting. In terms of whatever rebound you expect, these are market events, and yet this is a different event of a different magnitude than things you've seen before. So as somebody who's looking at technicals, how much can you say this looks like a chart from 2008 or 1987 or 1918 for that matter, and say, this is where history is at least going to rhyme with the past?
Well, this is a totally different event. When I was a kid, I was on the trading floor in 1987, during the crash. I saw it firsthand. So I've been around a little while, and I was around for, the tech bubble and everything that's happened since then. This is a different driver because it isn't a financial issue as much as it's a health issue. It's harder to handicap. The last time there was a pandemic, I think I heard somewhere, was in 1913. But the market reaction, the movement of money, that doesn't change. So that's why during these times, this is why the VIX is so high. Everybody's freaking out. You go to the store and you can't buy bread. You can't buy paper goods. Your neighbor lost his job. Turn on TV and you want to turn it off because it's just so depressing. The data doesn't lie. Data-driven firms at these type of times, and there's plenty of them. I'm certainly not the only one. But data doesn't lie. Data doesn't exaggerate. Data tells you what's going on, where the money's going, is there money moving, where's it going, what levels are we at, and it allows you to make a very objective, data-driven decisions on what you do, rather than reacting very emotionally to what's going on in the world. And when that happens, people typically, when they're the most bearish and they think it's the end of the world, that's the time that opportunity lies. That's why the VIX, when the VIX spikes, in every situation that I've ever seen, when the VIX spikes, starts to come back in, you look for opportunity. So am I saying this is an opportunity now? Way, way, way too early for that. But if you keep your head about you and you know where to look for information, you can keep your head about you while everyone else is running around freaking out and screaming.
Yeah, and opportunity is coming. We just don't know when. John, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, John.
John Kosar is Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. AsburyResearch.com and AsburyInvest.com. We'll be right back.